Well, 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 Ryan Wayning, we meet in the second round of the Downtown Throwdown Contest. You've heard of Notorious B.I.G., and I'm sure you've heard of Eminem, but you ain't heard nothing like this. It's T to the N-E-L, and it goes a little something like this. About now you heard the story how Brady got caught playing with his balls, but hold that thought. Before you disrespect old T.O.M., it could happen to you, because it happened to him. Is that okay? Check out round two. The situation started out in January, playing for the title of the AFC. The Pats beat the Colts and they beat them real bad, but something didn't sit right with the football they had. The league said there was a problem with the PSI, something Tommy and the Pats would very much deny. As the days slowly passed, it got more and more grim. It could happen to you, cause it happened to him. The Pats went on to win the big Super Bowl. Tommy got his fourth ring, but denial took its toll. 4 months later came the fine and suspension. Kraft cried out to Goodell and his henchmen. So Tommy got 4 games to sit on his can for messing with the footballs as part of his plan. To Brady's rescue came a judge named Berman. It could happen to you, cause it happened to him. This is almost too easy, Ryan. So what have we learned about all of this stuff? Playing with the footballs made such a great huff. Hire big lawyers and smile for your peeps, and realize this league is run by such creeps. Goodell is a joke, and he lost an easy case. Now all of the people just laugh in his face. Giselle, she just smiles. Tommy's starting the season. It could happen to you, because it happened to him. Mr. Wayning, it's been real. T-Nail out again. Mailer or Adams, see you in the finals.